little is known of the town of Corwin, which was a ghost town listed in the township of Westford. The prominent community in the northeast quarter of the northeastern town of Richland County is Cazenovia. And now, for a Richland County Historical Society history moment, here's the rest of the story. According to genealogytrails.com, the town of Westford was organized in April 1857. It was at a meeting held at the Lincoln Store in the village of Cazenovia. In the earlier days, it was a great hardship to go for what would be 1 mile past Baraboo to a mill, a distance over 30 miles away, many of them taking 6 and 7 days to make that trip. Having such poor cattle and the fodder was of want. That was no faster that time could be made. Wild grass, it was of poor quality. What would make the cattle grow strong enough to do this hard work? It was the hardy pioneers that had to give them their all. In 1858, breadstuffs became scarce in this region. Alan Tinker and Cyrus Stowe, both members of the school board, took money from the school treasury, giving their own notes to cover it for the same. They then employed a man to go to Spring Green for corn, which was then selling for 87 cents per bushel. This relieved the wants of the people and settled it up satisfactorily at the end. The first Mass, it was a German Catholic church in Westford that was held at the house of Jacob Martz and then the said Father Gartner. He was a resident of Sauk City. He had charge of several counties in that part of Wisconsin. The first resident priest was Father Bernard. He was succeeded by Father Bow and then Father Metzer and finally Father Gross. From a time that these German Catholics worshipped in the Irish Catholic Church, it quit in 1858, and by 1859 they erected their own church on Section 14. In 1883, the society was making preparations to build a new frame structure. It was to be made of brick veneer. It was to measure 40 by 90 feet in size and cost $5,000. In 1868, William Duran erected a sawmill on the southwest quarter of the northeast quarter of Section 14, then on the Little Baraboo River. The mill was equipped with an up-and-down saw, a circular saw, and a rib saw, as well as a felly saw, this making 3 circular saws and a band saw at that location. A turning lathe was also put in. The mill manufacturers stocked wagons, sleighs, harrows, and the like. A dirt and stone dam was thrown access from the river, giving it 8 feet of water to fall. Upon the completion of the sawmill, Mr. Duran put into a 1 run of stone for grinding feed.
This Richland County History Moment has been provided by the Richland County Historical Society. The Historical Society is a great asset to everyone. It promotes and supports Richland County history. Your support of the Society helps ensure the work continues. For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses are just $20. All members receive the informative, achy, breaky news. And of course, donations are always welcome. A lifetime membership is also available for $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center. Be a part of promoting and supporting Richland County history by joining the Richland County Historical Society today.